Okay, today is Daf Mem Beis. We're on Mem Aleph Mem Beis. About four lines from the bottom. Amar Rav Papa. Says Rav Papa like this as follows. Peros sheyatzu chutz l'tchum. Peros that were taken out of the tchum. Now, peros can't go out of the tchum by themselves. So obviously, someone did that. So someone took the peros outside the tchum. Okay, this gemara is not hard. It's just so complicated. V'chazru. And then somebody brought them back. Obviously, again, peros can't walk on their own. Somebody took them out, somebody put them back. A feel of amazed. Even if that happened, bemazed, says Rav Papa, lo hefsidu es makoman. They don't lose their place. In other words, peros follow the owner. So if the owner had 2,000 amos, the peros have the same 2,000 amos. Now we learned in the Mishnah that if you leave against your will, someone picks you up and takes you out, and then puts you back, it's as if you never left. So it says Rav Papa, peros, same story. Even if it's bemazed. Someone bemazed did this, my timer, anusin ninu. It's an ones. Not an ones, force. They're forced.
You won't be young, but Shabbos you couldn't carry anywhere, I guess.
Right.
With the Aveira or whatever.
Right? And by the Mishnah said that if you were forced out and taken back, it's as if you never left. It says Rav Papa, peros, same story. Esri, Rav Yosef, Hashem, Yilor, Rav Papa, day after Papa. The following, Rav Yosef asked Rav Papa, Rav Nechemya, Rav Eliezer ben Yaakov Omrim, Rav Nechemya and Rav Eliezer ben Yaakov say, La'olam Asurin, really they're Asur, Ad Shiachziru Limkoman Shogigin. They only have to be brought back Shogigin. Only if they're brought back
Shogigin.
But if they're brought back on purpose, Shogigin in. B'mezid lo. Rav Nechemya and Rabbi Eliezer seem to say that if it was taken, done, bemazed, you can't move them now. Okay? So how can Rav Papa say you can? So the Gemara answers, Tanahi, it's a machlok, it's Tanayim. Just because Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Nechemya said that, yes, so Rav Papa can't argue on them. So Rav Papa has a different Tanah the whole life. It's a machlok, it's Tanayim, this issue. Did Tanya, like we learned in a Braisa. Peros shiyatzu chutz l'tchum b'shogeg. If peros are taken out b'shogeg, yochlu. Then that's okay. B'mezid, slow yochlu. B'mezid, no good. Right? Rav Nechemya Omer, Rav Nechemya says, b'mkoman yochlu. In their place. Okay. Shalom b'mkoman, not in its place, lo yochlu. You can't eat it. What does that mean, its place and not its place? What does that mean? Says the Gemara, my bimkoman, what does that mean? What does that mean in its place? Elema doesn't mean bimkoman, bimazid. Doesn't mean bimazid. Vaktani behedya. Rabbi Nechemya, Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov Omrim, la'olam asur, and ad shiach ziru l'mkoman shogin. Shogig in, mazid lo. That can't be what it means. Rabbi Nechemya wouldn't argue on himself. Ella rather, lav, bimkoman, shogig. Bimkoman must mean shogig, and now in order to make this brisa make sense, we have to add words. Missing words. This is what it should say. Peros shiatzu chutz l'chum b'shogeg. If peros taken out b'shogeg, yochlu, not a problem. B'mezin, lo yochlu. Oh, that's a problem. You can't eat them. B'medivam amurim. When is that true? Shelo b'mkoman. If they're not returned to their place. Avol b'mkoman. Afil b'mezin ochlu yochlu. Even b'mezin, that's okay. That's exactly what Papa said. So if Papa holds, it's a synonymous Tana. It's Tana Kama. Right?
He was talking about carrying, right?
What?
Papa was talking about taking them to carrying them.
He didn't, Papa wasn't talking, didn't say. He just said, if they're taking it back, they don't lose their place. So you can eat them, you can carry them. What's the difference? That's only true, even b'mezid. Tana Kama says, even b'mezid. Vasar of Nechemya Lameymar, Nechemya comes along and says like this. Afilu b'mkoman nami. B'shogegin b'mezid lo. Right? Even in its place, only b'shogeg, not b'mezid. Right? Okay. So now the Gemara says, lo, that's not necessarily true. Who's, in other words, now we're going to reject this whole premise. B'mezid b'mkoman kuliyam alapligid to usher. Everybody would agree it's usher. And if everybody would agree it's usher, Rav Papa's wrong. There's no Tana that agrees with him. Ah, v'hacha, the lo bim koman pligi. They're arguing about a shogig where you returned it by mistake to someplace else. Tanakana Soga Shogig Shari Shalom Koman. If that happens, it's okay. From the Chem Yitzhava, Afilu Shogig Bim Koman. Afilu Shogig Bim Koman. I'm sorry, Afilu Bishogig Bim Koman in Shalom Koman Lo. And according to this explanation, they're not arguing on Mizan at all. Everyone would agree. And if that's true, Rav Papa doesn't have anyone to agree with him. So the Gemara says, well, I can't. It has to be that we're talking about the Mason. Why does it have to be that way? Because I'm entirely safer. It said from Nechemia, Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov Omrim, La'olam, thank you, La'olam Asurin, Achiyachsu Lumkomim B'Shogig. Shogigin, Mason Lo. Michlal, the Tanakama Safar, but Mason Nami Shari. The Mason is Mutter and Shmamina. That must be right. So therefore, we've just proven that they are arguing about the Mazid, and with Papa Hall at the time of Tana. And just Tosfos says something very interesting on top. Tosfos says, Nira, the Hilchot Sakatana Kama. So it's never going to come to any of us. Why am I mentioning it? Because, says Tosfos, Afad after Kaimelon, Mishnas, Rabbi Eliezer, Kav Vinaki, Rabbi Eliezer, Ben Yaakov, we always paskin like him. Why? Because he's Kav Vinaki. He doesn't appear that often in Shas. It was Ben Yaakov. But when he does, we hold like him. This is one of the exceptions. Says Tosfos. Hacha lo kaim alon kavate. We don't hold like him. Ella kirabanan. Why? Kivin to Savar, Rav Papa kirabanan. Because Rav Papa holds like him. Rav Papa doesn't hold like him. Right? So therefore, just it's an interesting tidbit. Okay. Yes. Okay. Next. Okay, Amar of Nachman Amar Shmuel, Haya Mahalech, someone's walking, the Eina Yodea Tchum Shabbos. He doesn't know where his Tchum Shabbos is. He doesn't remember, he has no idea. So what does he do? Mahalech Alpayim Psios Beinanos. He can walk 2,000 normal, average Amos. Vizuhi Tchum Shabbos, that's his Tchum Shabbos. What's the Chiddush in that? In the statement? So the Ritvot says that this is one of the examples of, so you're allowed to measure on Shabbos. Normally, you're not allowed to measure on Shabbos, but you can't make some potion and measure how much ingredients, you're not allowed to do that on Shabbos. But for a mitzvah, you are. When you want to measure how much wine for a kiddush or for a kazayit, all that you're allowed to do, this also you're allowed to measure. Why? Because you can't make the only reason you can make a tchum is for a mitzvah. Right? So the measuring how you're stepped is for a mitzvah too.
That's hard to do. I'm distracted.
It's a little hard. A little hard.
Was counting on his
own? 1,997, 1,001, right? Okay. Okay. The introduction for this Gemara. This Gemara is not easy. Let's assume, for argument's sake, this Gemara is going to discuss the following topic. Amar of Nachman Amar Shmuel. Is it possible to only be able to walk 2,000 amos? However, you could carry more than 2,000 amos. Now, there's no way that you can carry more than you can walk, except it's a long way, by throwing it. Could you have a situation where it's a reshus hayachid? I could really carry more, but I'm bound by my eruv, by my tchum. So I'm stuck to walk 2,000. I can't walk more than 2,000. But it's a Rosh Hashanah over there. So I can't carry because I can't walk. But I can throw it. So can you have such a thing like that? Can you have such a little bit of a contradiction? I can't walk further, but the carrying there is permitted. Now how could such a case even ever happen? Here we go. Shavas babika. If somebody starts Shabbos in a bika. What's a bika? He starts Shabbos in a valley. Now, he started Shabbos in a valley, right? And this valley had no walls. So he's in no man's land, right? He's in no man's land. The guy's in no man's land to make Shabbos. Overnight, or when Shabbos begins, v'hikifu ha-nachrim. The Goyim come and put up a machitza. He didn't ask them. He didn't tell them. He didn't pay them. But they went ahead and did it. And we know, we've learned this before, a machitza that's created on Shabbos is a chamechitza. Vikifur nachrim, machitza, b'Shabbos, Mahalechas al payim amos. He can now walk 2,000 amos inside this mechitza. Umetaltel bekula al yedei zrika. And he can throw the entire length of the mechitza. The mechitza is 10,000 amos in circumference. He can only walk 2,000 of it. But he can throw the other 8,000. Right? Let's see Rashi. The first Rashi is the third, it's really the first wide line. There's like two lines of mid-sized lines. I forget those. The first wide line where it says Mahalech Baal Payim, he can walk 2,000. Rashi will say it better than I can. Delo Mahani Le Hanach Mechitzos Lahashuyelo Kedalat Amos. The Mechitzos don't help to make it as if you could walk the whole thing. That the whole thing has the status of Dalat Amos. For example, let's say Erev Shabbos, you walk into the Pentagon. Pentagon's bigger than 2,000 amos, a lot bigger. Right, so when Shabbos began, I was inside the Pentagon. Now that Shabbos begins, can I walk the entire length of the Pentagon? Yes. Why? It's a Rosh Hashanah Yachid. You were in there before Shabbos, so all the mechitzos of before Shabbos apply to you. It's like one big house, a massive building. Right? Doesn't make a difference. So what about over here? The difference is over here, the mechitzos came after Shabbos began. So it's different. Right? When do we say your entire house or building has the status of four amos? Meaning, you can walk the whole length of the building. That's where the mechitzos were there. You were there before Shabbos began. But over here, the b'shas shavisa, when Shabbos began, lo have mechitzos. There were no mechitzos. Right? Lo. Therefore, we don't say that you get the whole length. You get the whole area. Oh, look at someone took me and put me in a building. Look at that. Someone took me and put me in the Pentagon. Someone did that to me. That's not the same thing. Right? I feel Rabbi Gamliel. Now, even according to the lenient shita of Rabbi Gamliel, the Amar who says, where did he say this? He said it in the Mishnah, right? That the Amar, behotziuhu nachrim, if nachrim capture you, v'nasnuhu bedir, and they put you in some corral, or b'sahar, or in some other corral, afak aftalo shavas mechitza, b'avir mechitzas, nasalo ka'ar ba'avas v'halachet kula, you weren't there when Shabbos began, but if someone did that to you, that's hasam, who, demisha hotziuhu nachrim, that's only because there's a kula by Goyim that took you, they captured you. Why should you, what did you do wrong? They kidnapped you and put you in something, you fucked it? No. Aval hakona shvisa. But if you acquire an area, sheesh lo apayim amos, lo ikilu chacham etzalios lo mukav mechitzos ka'ar ba'amos, im lo kein shavas, el im kein shavas ba'avirin. But voluntarily? That we don't say that. They don't say that kula. So you go to sleep over here in a bikka. Now overnight they come and build a fence around it. Right? You wake up in the morning, look at this. I can walk now. No, you can't walk more than 2,000. You're bound by the 2,000. However, you could throw more than 2,000. Right? Meaning you could carry more than 2,000. Right? Skip down. Umetaltel bakula, the next Rashi says, afilu chutz l'alpayim. Even you could throw even beyond the 2,000. She'ein lo rishus. Lahalech, even though you can't go there, you can't walk more than 2,000. Mutal l'taltal adei zrika, you can still throw more than 2,000. Klomar, mutal lizrok sham, you're allowed to throw there. Dekai malon mechita asuya b'shabbos shma mechita, a mechita created on Shabbos is valid. Umemela shma inan, we see from here the besoch al paya metaltal kedarko, the hamechitzos ninu. Now within the 2,000, you can carry normal. Within the 2,000, you can carry normal. Right? But the question is, can I carry beyond the 2,000? So technically you could. But you can't walk, there's no way to do that. The only way to do that is by throwing.
Okay, why is that? What's the difference between Zrika and walking? You can't walk there because of the Tchum.
You can't walk there because of the Tchum. Right. But it's a Rishus Yachid.
No, beyond it is not. You're saying beyond or
beyond what?
Beyond the walls.
Not beyond the walls. Inside the walls. Uh-huh. Right? Inside the walls. They created now a fence of 10,000 amos. You can only walk 2,000. Theoretically, you can carry it all 10,000. Why? It's a Rishus Yachid.
other.
Exactly, that's the best point. They have nothing to do with each other. The tchum is one thing. Carrying is something different. So you can carry more than you can walk. How could you do that? Only by throwing. Right? Only by throwing. You physically can't walk there. So if you can't walk, you can't carry. Okay? Back to the Gemara.
Mechitza is a good period, you know, created on Shabbos.
Correct.
But since you established your place before they went off, so it's...
Correct. Right? You hear what's going on?
Yeah.
Now, Rav Huda Amar, Rav Huda says, Mahalech al payamama, Mahalech al payamama, true, umetaltel, am I at the right place?
Yeah.
Umetaltel dalar amas. Rav Huda says it can only carry 4 hours. Walking, the whole thing, you have a tchum. Carrying, not at all. Zero. Right. Why?
You can't carry at all.
You can't carry at all. And not at all. Metal dalaramas, which means you can't carry at all.
No, beyond that point.
You can't carry
at all.
You can't carry at all. Saying you can only carry 4 amas is the same way thing as saying you can't carry at all. You can carry from here to where you can carry. You basically have your dalaramas. Right? What's the reason for that? Look at the next Rashi. Umetaltal arba amos. Ki'ilu lo ha'isa sham mechita. It's as if there's no mechita there. Utvei me arba lo. More than 4, no. Afilu bezrika. Even you can't even throw. What's his reason?
He can walk, but he can't carry, period.
Exactly. Why? De lo shani bein tiltal ki urche lo tiltal bezrika. There's no difference between normal carrying and throwing carrying. No difference. Ella b'makom shemutter l'taltel. Only where it's mutter v'aser l'halech. But you can't walk there. Kigon mitochat tchum l'tochat tchum. Avol b'makom shemutter l'halech. But if you're allowed to walk there, I'm allowed to walk in this area. Ish shari l'taltel b'zrika, shari nami l'taltel ki urche. If we allow zrika, we're going to allow regular carrying. V'i aser tarvayu asiri. And if they're aser, they're both aser. V'kivan de osele Rav Huna taltel alpayim shalo. Since Rav Huna doesn't allow carrying at all, then afilu bezrika nami aser. Then you can't even carry, you can't even throw. And Mefarish, the time Mefarish, we didn't say why he holds that.
Of course he does. It's obvious that zrika and the tiltal is the same, like, the same thing.
Right, so why can't you carry the tiltal?
Why can't you carry
so the answer is he's going to be, he's going to have a gzera, you might go beyond the 2000.
Rashi didn't address that yet.
No, he just said a Mefarish time of Azal. We're going to explain that in a minute. Right, but we didn't say why you can't do it. We didn't say why you can't do it. We're going to say the answer is going to be because it has a gzera. If I allow you to carry up to this point, you might go beyond it. Right? Gzera doesn't care about that. He wasn't choshesh for that. Rav Huna is going to be choshesh for it. Right? Now, v'nataltel bakula ayidei zrika. Why can't you carry inside by zrika? What's the problem, Rav Huna? Shema yimshoch acher chafatzav. You might go chase after the item. Right? You might go chase after it. By the way, I'm sorry, I said Zera, it's not Zera, it's Shmuel. That's exactly Rabbeinu's parents point out. That's exactly the Armachlokas here. Right? Shmuel holds, we're not assering, tiltal, al yedei zrika, you might come chase after it, and Rav Huna is. So, Baal Payim Miel. So why can't you carry in the 2000? I understand why Rav Huna holds you can't throw. I go chase it. If I can't, you just walk with it. You're allowed to walk 2000. Rav Huna doesn't argue on that point. He says you're allowed to walk 2000. You can't carry at all. Why can't you throw? Oh, you can't throw, you might chase after it. Why can't you carry? What's wrong with carrying? The answer is, Mishum dahave kimachitza, shenifritza bimilua, lavakama asrla. A new thing. You can't carry in a place where you can't carry next to where you can't carry.
We've had that before.
Right? You can't carry here because I can't carry there. And here opens into there. So I can't carry here. I can't carry in this surrounding area because over there I can't carry. And if I carry here, I might come carry over there. Right? What?
When did we say that? You can carry. You can carry within the area, but you can't carry there.
The Arab is contiguous to another place. It's connected to another place, and it's an opening tone into that thing. That other place messes this up.
Right.
Open or continue? Open.
Next to it.
So look at the Rashi. Look at the Mihas. It's at the beginning of the line. You see the Rashi about Payim Mihas? You see that Rashi? Go two lines down in that Rashi where it says Umashani. Umashani means, and we answer. Omid Beis is going to take 2 minutes. You'll see. Umashani. What's Umashani? And we answer. Kivan dechutz la payim asal ataltel. Since outside 2000, you can't carry afilu bizrika. You can't even throw. Mishum shema yimshach hachachavato. Because maybe you'll go chase after it. V'kolshken ki orche. And also normal carrying. Daha ein yachol lahalich shamul ataltel. You can't go there. So mitzar nami alpayim, we aser the first 2,000 mishum to have alpayim delay, because his 2,000 nifritzin lechutz alpayim opens into outside the 2,000. The asirila mishum gzeira shema yimshoch. You might go there with the item. Daha ein hefsek b'nehem. There's no hefsek. There's no distinction. Why can't you walk there? So that's the definition of a tchum. We never ask the walking until you'll go beyond the tchum. We never do that. Why don't we make a zero like that? So the truth is, the Gemara is going to address that a little bit on Amud Beis. Anyway. Chiyah Baravashi Amar, a third shita. Listen to this one. Mahalach alpayim ama, you can walk 2,000. Umatalt alpayim ama, and you can carry 2,000. What about throwing? I guess not. So come on, who said that? Nobody said that. The lo kirav Nachman and the lo kirav Huna. That's like neither of them. Right? Now, for some reason, it can't be that there's a third shita out there. It can't be. Some reason the Achronim point out it can't be has his own, a third cheetah. So Ema metaltel ba'ar. What he meant to say was you can't carry it all. So ihachi hayna ravu, that's the same thing as Ravuna. You're right. Ema, you're right. V'cheinam Ravchia Barava. Right, Rav. You're right. And Ravchia Barava said the same thing as Ravuna. You're right. He's not arguing at all. It's the same exact thing. Amalei Rav Nachman Ravuna. Lo tifla gola de Shmuel. Don't argue on Shmuel. Shmuel's right. Why? The Tanya Kavase. Because he has a braisa that proves he's right. The Tanya. Hayimorid. Hayimodeid. Listen to this. You're measuring your tchum. Hayimodeid uba. The kalsa midasa bechatzi ha'ir. Your tchum ends in the middle of the next city. That's where it ends. Mamish smack in the middle of a block. So, mutter metalta bechol ir kula. You're allowed to carry inside the whole city.
The walled city.
Ubelvad shel yavar tatchum beraglav. But you can't walk outside the 2,000 amos. So how do you carry beyond where you can't walk? How do you do that? There's only one way to do that. By throwing it. But my tiltel, how do you do that? Lo ayde zrika? Isn't it obvious? You do it through zrika? And then what do you see? He's right. Shmuel's right. Am ravuna lo ayde meshicha. How do they translate that word, Meshicha?
Pulling.
Huh? Pulling. Says Rashi, in the Rashi of Lav Ayidei Zvika. First of all, Rashi says, don't be goris the words, B'Meshicha, Ayidei Meshicha. Then Rashi says, Hai diktani mutter letalta b'chol ha'ir kula, B'Meshicha ka'amar. What does that mean? She moshech michutz la'alpayim l'toch ha'tchum. The hasam, like a little migzah shema yimshoch, you might follow it. The lav chafatzavu ademaisi le legavoy. It's not yours till you get it near you. V'chidemaisi le sulo mapikle. Once you have it, you're not going to go throw it away. So somehow it doesn't have to be throwing. You can pull it outside the tchum.
Yeah, but it doesn't have a
right. So what is it? It's connected on a string.
Yes.
Right.
You lift it up, you did the
right thing. Right. Right. Huh? Right.
What's the answer? Meshicha is...
Is pulling it.
You
pull it from outside the tchum into your tchum. You didn't pick it up.
Right.
You didn't do anything. What's the gzeira? You're going to chase after it? Well, just the opposite. You're pulling it toward you. Someone put a cake over there. What, are you going to throw the cake? No, I want to eat the cake. So I pull the cake toward me. What's the chashash now? What's the chashash?
You'll roll away outside.
Okay, so that already is not chashash for. That is not chashash for. He's only chashash if you have. Someone says, hey, throw that ball to me! Right? You'll throw the ball. Hey, let's go play catch. That's a chashash. Someone puts a cake right there. You can pull the cake toward you. What's the chashash? You're going to get rid of it? Then what are you pulling toward you for? Right? So therefore, that's what he meant. And this Bryce is not a riot that Shmuel's right. Amar of Huna. Hayamodeid uba. Let's say you're measuring. The kalasa midaso b'chati chater, and it ends in the middle of someone's yard. Ain lo ela chati chater. You only have that middle of the yard to carry. That's what you're trumend. Sapshita, not obvious. No, what he meant to say was em. What he meant to say was yesh lo chati chater. You have a chati chater. Hanami pshita, that's obvious. So ma'adatem, I would have thought lechush dilma osi little too le bekule. Now maybe there's the gzeira. The guy's in his backyard sipping his iced tea in the summertime in the backyard. He says, come over and join me. Right? No, but I can't walk past it. My air stopped, my tongue stopped. Come on, come over here. So maybe that'll happen. Kamash Malan, we're not choshish for that.
Because otherwise, if you're choshish for that,
there's no such thing as tchum.
Exactly.
Right. You so we're not choshish for that. We're not choshish for that. People will take the tchum very seriously.
No, well, maybe that's a Rishus HaYachid, and once you get into the Rishus HaYachid, so, you have the entire Rishus.
That's what I thought, but it doesn't seem to be like that. So we have to, we're just bringing these out of left field to ask questions. This is not, I also thought that. Once you get into a city, you have the whole new city. It doesn't stop in the middle of the block.
Correct. No. That's the city itself is continuous. What happens if you have empty spaces within the city? You have a city of walls, and then you
right,
have,
that must be. Everyone lives in big,
no,
fancy estates.
Yeah.
No, right.
Outside the city to inside, you only have 2 towns.
No, we say the club ends in the middle of someone's yard.
Yeah.
I thought if you go to the next city, you get the whole city.
Yeah.
So it must be.
Outside,
I'm not sure. We didn't learn that. We're gonna learn that. Don't worry. With the big mistake still to come.
Inside the city, you have from the outside.
Right.
So,
right.
Towns.
I don't know the details about that. It seems from here that it's an issue. The guy ends in the guy's yard. Mm-hmm. You're stuck. Right. You can throw something to him. That's not.
You answered the question before.
Yeah.
Right.
So I thought that if you, let's say you want to hear the rabbi in the other town, the guest speaker. So you put the tchum in, we didn't say, what if it ends before the shul, where the rabbi over there in the other town is going to speak? You can't walk to the shul?
No.
So it has to be within the tchum.
Yeah.
I always thought once you get to the city, you have the whole other city.
No, you start counting from the outskirts of a city.
No,
you count from outside to in, then
it stops right there. That's what it seems to be. It stops right there. Okay, fine. Amar of Nachman, says of Nachman, Modali Huna. Right, Rav Huna, we'll call him Rav Huna, agreed with me that the following: Hayimodeid uba, if someone was measuring, v'kalasa midaso al sfas tikra, but it ends right mamash at the guy's door,
roof.
The guy's roof, right? Mutal talta b'chol habayis, you can carry in the whole house. Why? Rashi says ayadizrika, even though he asered throwing. Why? The gzeira otu, you might go chase after it. But here there's a door, there's a marker to remind you I can't go over there. So even Huna would agree. Rashi says Ayidis Rika, Afal Pisha Asili Karzatocha Baraglav. You can't walk into the house. Why? It's beyond your tchum. Hachalok Bezrin and Shema Yimshoch. We're not afraid. You might go chase after it. Why? Back to the Gemara. My time of why? Ho v'tik rabbi is chovetes. Because the roof of the house is a good marker. Right here, it stops. So you can't walk further. Can I throw something? Yeah, that you can do. But what are we afraid? If you're going to chase after it, you're not going to chase after it. The tchum's right here. It's a good marker.
You think when you're afraid, you might
even
want to walk in the house.
He wants so, we're not choshesh that anyone's ever going to go beyond the tchum. For any reason. Walk throwing? That's a different story. Okay. Where am I? Amar Huna Braid with Nathan. Kitanoi. What does kitanoi mean? It's a machlokas tanoim. What's a machlokas tanoim? This issue of Rav Huna and Shmuel is really a machlokas tanoim. Where's the machlokas tanoim? In our Mishnah. Our Mishnah said like this: Holy chuhul iracheres. If someone captures you and puts you in a different city, and where do they put you? Vinas nuhu bedir o besahar. And they put you in some corral, or they lock you up in some pen, right? So Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Elazar ben Azai, Omer Mahalach es Kula. They say you could walk the entire length of this corral. How big is it? Doesn't make a difference.
Yeah, the corral's outside the tchum.
Outside the tchum. Yes, it took you down the city. Rabbi Shua, Rabbi Kiva, Omrim, Ein lo ela arba amos. No. Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yoshua said, no, you only have 4 amos. Meaning you can't walk at all. And my la, what's going on here? My la, Rabbi Shua ben Gamliel, Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Loza ben Azariah, the Omrim Mahalach es Kula, right? Why do they let you walk the whole thing? Why do they let you? Delo gozru, hilech dir v'sahar, atu hilech b'bika. What's a bika? A bika is an area that you had, you woke up, you're on the run, whatever, you spent Shabbos through no man's land. How much can you walk? 2,000 amos. What if they build a mechitza while you're sleeping? Still 2,000 amos. Right? Why don't we tell you, well, if you take it, if you're captured and you put somewhere else, you can walk as much as you want. They stick you in the Pentagon, you can walk the whole Pentagon. Why? Why do they let you do that? Because they're not choshesh that if there's ever a time they're not choshesh that if you're stuck in a bika, you're going to walk more than 2,000 amos. In other words, whenever choshesh, someone's going to walk more than they're allowed to. Therefore, in a Rishus HaYachid, you're allowed to walk more than 2,000, you walk the whole thing. So too, they said the same thing over here. You would take it against your will, you would put in a Rishus HaYachid, you would put in some corral, you would put in some big large building, you could walk the whole length of the building. Aye, there are cases where you're stuck by 2,000 amos. Yeah, but we're not choshesh for that. Right? Umedihiluch atu. Hiluch atu hiluch lo gazri. And since we don't restrict your movement to a place where your movement is restricted. We don't say that. Tiltul atu hiluch lo gazri. So for sure, we're not going to be gozer throwing atu walking. Right? Which is exactly what Shmuel said. You can only walk 2,000, you can throw as much as you want. Why? We're not choshish for that. So Rabbi Gamliel and the other Tana here, who? Rabbi Elizabeth Azariah. Elizabeth Azariah and Rabbi Gamliel, they would agree. That's why they held in the Mishnah that if you take it to another place, you can walk the whole length. We're not gozer atu a place where you can't walk more than 2,000. We're for sure not gozer atu, you're going to throw it further. Now, Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Akiva, the Omrim, Ein lo ela arba amos. How come they say you can only walk? Someone takes you, kidnaps you, and puts you in a corral. You can't walk at all. Why? The gozer, because they hold. Hiluch dir v'sahar. You can only walk 4 amos in a dir v'sahar. Atu hiluch debika. Just like a place where you wake up in the blue and you have no tchum at all. In some no man's land, you have no tchum at all. Umid v'hiluch atu hiluch gazri. Since we make this gzera, hiluch atu hiluch, tiltul atu hiluch nami gazri. You can make the same gzera, tiltul atu hiluch. And therefore, you can't throw it all. You can't carry it all. Says the Gemara. Mimai. Who said? Dilma. Maybe. Kilo. Gozri. Rabbi Gamliel. Ben Azariah. You have the whole. That's not the reason. Why do Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Ben Azariah say it's not a problem? Hiluch. Sahar. Vadir. Atu. Hiluch. Vabika. Hani. Mili. Hasam. Shnei. Mekomos. There's two different places. How could you compare? You on your own, not making a tchum, which means you have no tchum, to being kidnapped by Goyim. What kind of comparison is that? It's a ridiculous comparison. I'm going to ask you walking over here when you're captured because you're negligent and you didn't make yourself an Arab. That's.
They can use the same exact thing. I mean, it's so far-fetched.
I know.
An Arab and a not Arab.
I know.
You have an Arab, and you know what happens? You go to Brooklyn for Shabbos, you forget that you don't have an Arab, and you walk inside over there.
I know.
What do you mean? How many? Captured and not captured.
Exactly. It's two different things. Aval, but, tiltul atu hiluch. Asering throwing, because you might go chase after it. That's a whole different story. That's a legitimate zera. I'm going to aser throwing, otu you go chase after it. The makom echadu hakanami the gazu zera. Maybe you're going to chase after it. That's a very normal zera. I'm going to aser throwing.
All throwing,
because you might go chase after it. And by the way, Rabbi Shua, Rabbi Akiva, nami mimai mishum the gazrihu. Who said that the reason why when you're captured you can't walk at all is because it's a gzera atu when you're in a valley? No. Dilma mishum de kasavri, they hold. Ki amrinan. Kol bayis kula ba'arba amos, dummy. When do they hold that a private property? You can walk the whole thing. When do they hold that? Hani mili hechad shabbos ba'avim mechitzos mivod yom. That's only if you were there before Shabbos began. If before Shabbos began, you're in the Pentagon, you can walk the entire Pentagon. Ah, it's massive. It doesn't matter. But if you're put there later, whether it's on purpose, whether it's an accident, whether it's a kidnapping, it doesn't make a difference. Avol hechad lo shabbos ba'avim mechitzos mivod yom lo. Very simple. If not, not. Okay. A few minutes, let's go a little further. Amar Rav. Hilchasa ka Rabbi Gamliel. By the way, we paskin like Rabbi Gamliel. Bedir. Besahar. In all these cases, ubisvina and a boat. Right? Ushmul Amar. Hilchasa ka Rabbi Gamliel besvina. I agree with you that we paskin like him about a boat. Meaning what? That by a boat, you have the whole length of the boat. Right? Avol b'dir v'sar lo, but not a deer in the side. I don't agree with you. I don't agree with him over there. Why? The kuli alma miyat halacha going a little bit svina. Everyone agrees with him about a boat. My time. What's the reason for that? Amar Rabba, hovil v'shavas ba'avir mechitzas mivod yom. You were on the boat before Shabbos began. So if you're on the boat before Shabbos began, you get to the whole length of the boat. You could walk on the boat on Shabbos. Somehow you're on a boat. Don't ask me how you're allowed to be on a boat on Shabbos. Don't answer that question. The captain's driving the boat for you. Right. So can you? Are you stuck in your room? No, you can go to the deck and I don't know, play pinochle. You can do that.
What's the issue? Okay, what's the issue? I mean, the boat moves away.
Right. Right. So says Rava. No. You were on the boat before Shabbos began. That's good enough. That's all I care about. Reb Zera Amar. Now, how will v'sfina notalto mitchilas arba umunachto b'tzof arba? Rashi gives three explanations of what this means. The one he likes the best is as follows. Every time you pick up your foot to walk, by the time you put it down, the boat's moved four amos. So you're never bound by any one place.
That's right.
Right? Therefore, there's no makom shvisa, therefore you can walk the whole length of the boat. First, he says, you can only do that.
The boat is anchored.
What?
What if the boat is anchored?
We're going to get to the boat's anchored tomorrow.
There's no issue then.
No, you're stuck in the boat before Shabbos begins. So the Mishnah said that Rabbi Gamliel was looking at the he had some kind of some device and he was measuring, and he said, we got into the tchum already. We got into the tchum. We were on the boat, but we were already within 2,000 miles before Shabbos began. We can get off the boat. Otherwise, you can't get off the boat. What? Had something with him. That's on Sunday.
He saw. He knew that if he could see it.
But you hear what's going on? Rashi is different besides this. It's only true if you're walking in the opposite direction of the boat is moving. The boat's going here, you're walking that way. Yeah. So there's no. Then he says, that can't be right. He would have had to have said that. Walk in the opposite, that can't be right. That's the second shot. He says it, b'shem, v'zeh lashon dodi, Reb Shimon, mipi rabbi. Right, my uncle Reb Shimon said in the name of his Rebbe. Interesting. But the tzai likes the best is every time you pick up your foot to walk, by the time you put it down, you've already gone four amos. So there's never a makom shvita, therefore you can walk the whole length of the boat. Doesn't make a difference what direction you're walking, it doesn't make a difference what direction the boat's going, it doesn't make a difference. It's all mutter. That's why it's mutter in the boat. So my benayhu, what's the difference between the two of these two answers? Iki benayhu, the difference is, shenivchato dofne svina, and what if the walls of the boat fell down? So according to, right? And there's no more machitzas. So according to Rabba, you can't walk anymore. But according to Zeri, you still can. Had nothing to do with that. Uinami or bekofetz misfina l'sfina. What if you jump from one boat to another boat? So again, according to Rabbi, you can't do that because you're stuck in this boat. But according to Zero, why not? The boats are moving. So you're going to do some crazy leap and jump off the other. Then why can't you do that? The boats are moving.
You jump ship.
So boats are moving, it wouldn't be a problem. All right? Now we're going to talk tomorrow, finish up the scene with the boats, and then we get into fascinating daf tomorrow. Absolutely fascinating about Mashiach. Very interesting daf. Okay. Everybody have a good day and have a good Shabbos, and we'll resume on tomorrow.